Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. Hallelujah. Welcome to the teaching as we continue here in the Gospel of Matthew. We are today in Matthew chapter 18. I trust that your hearts are open as we continue to learn a lot from the Lord. So we pick it up here in chapter 18. What is the gist of this chapter? In this chapter, the Lord will teach about the seriousness of sin, and he will teach us more about the kingdom of God using parables. All right, so let us pick it up right away in verse 1. Matthew 18, verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" Right away, we are learning something about the disciples. They are not quite getting it yet, that the Lord Jesus did not come to set up a physical kingdom. So we see them here talking among themselves, asking the Lord Jesus who would be the greatest in his physical kingdom. Obviously, we are learning about the disciples' self-centeredness. They are only thinking about themselves right now, and they quite don't get the spiritual perspective yet. They are still lacking that spiritual insight with regards to the Lord Jesus' ministry. But let's see how the Lord would use an example of a little child to teach them something about what they have been called to do or who is considered the greatest in God's kingdom. Okay, verse 2, he, referring to the Lord Jesus, he called a little child to him and placed the child among them. Verse 3, and he said, "Truly, I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Verse 4, therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven, and whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. Let us pause here. We see how the Lord is using a little child to teach a couple of principles. Now, in context here, a little child could refer to a true little child physically, a child who is 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and or it could also refer to someone who is new in the faith as a Christian. Okay, so keep that in mind here, because children are really naturally very trusting, and children are naturally in nature, they don't ask a lot of questions. They just trust their parents. And even as a young Christian, in the context of this teaching, a young child in the faith, a young child in the faith comes to the Lord with a lot of humility, with a lot of trust to grow in the Lord. So we will see how the Lord would use this example of a child, a physical young child, or a young Christian to teach how we should not be a stumbling block to their growth or to them coming to the Lord. Okay, we pick it up here in verse 6. If anyone causes one of these little ones, referring to the little child that he had called to himself, using as an example to teach the disciples, the Lord continues, if anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. We see how the Lord is teaching about the seriousness of us being a stumbling block to a child and or a young believer coming to the faith. Verse 7, woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Woe there is a strong expression of sadness or a bad thing happening. So the Lord Jesus is saying, woe to the world because of the things that cause people to stumble. Such things must come, but woe to the person through whom they come. Bottom line, if we as mature believers become a stumbling block to young children physically and or young Christians coming to the faith, we have a greater judgment. That is really the principle we are learning here from the Lord. Verse 8, if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or crippled than to have two hands or two feet and be thrown into eternal fire. That is self-explanatory. Jesus is teaching about the seriousness of sin, the seriousness of us really allowing or being the avenue by which we allow sin to prevent the young child or the young Christian from entering God's kingdom. Sin is so serious that the Lord Jesus here is not talking about a physical cutting off of a part of your body. In other words, if there is something that is causing you to sin or something that is tempting you to fall into sin, you have to sever from that immediately. That is a principle here. And he will continue that in verse 9. And if your eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and to be thrown into the fire of hell. That is self-explanatory. So we have to take sin seriously. Whatever is tempting us, it could be the environment we live in, it could be the environment we work at, we have to avoid certain relationships that can cause us to stumble. That is the message here. We have to cut off any sort of temptation in our personal life, round and about us, because sin has serious consequences in this life and in eternity. And obviously, like I said earlier, we should not put stumbling block in the path of young children or young Christians, which would cause them to fail or to sin or to fall. If we did that, we have a greater punishment. So really, that is a principle. Verses 10 all the way to verse 14 is the parable of the wedding ship. The Lord will teach us some principles here. Let me read this to you, and then I will offer some commentary. Hello friends, this is Dr. Ruth here. Thank you for joining me today. I would like to share with you our ministry offer that is available to you as a donation to this ministry throughout my teachings out of the Gospels. So, I have two resources that I know will bless you tremendously because these two books have blessed hundreds of people. So, the two books all have to do with the ministry of Jesus Christ. So, the first one is titled, Who is the Real Jesus? And the second one is titled, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? So, for a ministry donation of $50 or more, this includes shipping and handling. If you live here in the USA, we will mail these two books to you today. Okay, it will provide added clarity, added teaching about the Gospels, the ministry of Jesus, the work of Christ. These are phenomenal resources that would add into the teaching here I'm doing in the Gospels and help you to really have a deeper revelation and walk with the Lord. So again, this comes to us as a donation, and we thank you in advance for considering that. Again, the books are Who is the Real Jesus? And the other one is Are You Moving Forward with Jesus? For a ministry donation of $50 or more if you live in the USA. But if you cannot afford both books and you just want one, it's okay too. We thank you for your donation. So, Who is the Real Jesus? For a donation of $25 or more, including shipping and handling. And then the other book, Are You Moving Forward with Jesus, would be $35, including shipping and handling. We will mail these books to you today. The advantage of getting both books is that you would save $10, okay? So again, this ministry offer is only available for those who live within the USA because we cannot ship overseas. But if you live overseas and you're listening to me, you can get these books from Amazon. So here is how you can donate through us directly to get this book as a ministry offer. Our safe and secure website is drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, drruthtanyi.org/donate. And then if you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here's the telephone number for Zelle. 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. And then we also accept donations through Cash App. And the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Or if you just want to bless us with a one-time donation to help us produce more teachings like this and pay for studio time, we thank you abundantly from the bottom of our hearts. And God says thank you. And God is so faithful that He will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. So I want to thank you in advance for purchasing this additional ministry resources to help you to gain a better revelation of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, we thank you. Here is the teaching. Verse 10, see that you do not despise one of these little ones. The Lord is continuing here in context, talking about the little children. He will use that to teach a parable. For I tell you that their angels in heaven always see the face of my Father in heaven. You know, some people have read this verse and have concluded that the angels of children are always beholding the face of God. I mean, we should not take away from this passage that specific interpretation or specific application. Granted, children are loved, children are guarded, children are protected. So are the adults. We know that one of the roles of angels in our lives is to guard and protect us. So I want to just highlight this here, because the Lord is not saying that we as adults should not protect children because the angels protect them. No. So don't think that that is really all that the Lord is saying. Bottom line, as adults, we have a responsibility to protect children, to protect their faith, to teach them godly truths, and to prevent them from stumbling. Granted, the angel or their angels are also watching over them, just like the angels watch over adults. Okay, so continuing here in verse 12, what do you think if a man owns 100 sheep and one of them wanders away, will he not leave the 99 on the hills and go to look for the one that wandered off? Interesting question. Verse 13, and if he finds it, truly I tell you, he is happier about that one sheep than about the 99 that did not wander off. Verse 14, in the same way, your Father in heaven is not willing that any of these little ones should perish. There you go. This is really self-explanatory, and we know that it is God's will for none to perish, but for all to have eternal life and come to faith in Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:9 teaches us that as well, just as the Lord Jesus just emphasized here. So one soul, one person is just as relevant to God as a million people. Bottom line, you just listen to that parable, that if just one person falls away, if just one person is deceived, if just one person ends up falling into sin because of a stumbling block, that does not please God. Each soul is important to God. Each human being has value in the eyes of God, because obviously each human being is created in the image of God. So each life has value to God. So if just one person falls away, if just one person is led astray, it hurts God. So likewise, we have to approach each person with that much love, that much concern for their soul, just as God does.
Today is a day the Lord has made, so rejoice in it as you proceed with the rest of your day. I am Chris Horan. Goodbye.